Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Dudes talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
From the Things You Learn file, Tanner checking in on Twitter. Learning in real time, your aunt got violently high for the first time and had to go to the hospital. The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is an interesting way to start a Friday.
Thank you, Tanner. Oh, that's awesome.
The Things You Learn.
The nephew.
Yes,
Aunt
the
Nina?
Nephew. Right, yeah. I retweeted that, too. That's funny.
Okay, we had an email yesterday. Guy had a sex dream where he stopped. And he did not cheat on his wife.
But he found out it was a trap.
He thought in the dream.
Yeah, in the dream it was a trap.
Right.
Yeah, it was a very vivid dream. I recounted the details pretty well. And then we advised him, no, don't tell your wife about that. Nothing.
No, I should have told her. I should have told her just to see what
happened. Tyler gives bad advice.
Yeah, I do a lot.
Well, I'm interested in the reaction, too. But, you know, we advised, probably don't say anything.
Yeah.
But if you said something, I'm curious if you get back to us and get some kind of reaction.
Well, our whole thing about this is if you tell your wife you had a dream about sex with somebody and you turned it down, you should be able to say, hey, honey, listen, I was faithful in the dream. And then she's going to say, she's not going to say, oh, that's cool. She's going to say, why are you dreaming about another girl?
Yeah, that's what it should go the other way.
That's the way the conversation goes.
It should be an attaboy.
Right.
Same thing if you're out, like, in real life.
Yes.
And if a chick hits on you, and I don't know what that's like anymore, but if you were out and a chick hits on you, and you come home and say, hey, this chick was hitting on me, and then they're going to say, well, what'd you do to try and lure her in?
Why were you putting that vibe out there?
Yeah, what were you wearing?
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, she could come home and say that, and then we would be, oh, cool. Well, thanks.
Well, that email, didn't he say that his wife will relay dreams she's had?
Oh, no, this is
this is a new email.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a new email that just came in from...
This is pretty brutal.
I will not give up his name, but he checks in once in a while. Y'all heard from a listener who said he had a sex dream and wondered if he should tell his wife. The consensus was she won't give him points for being faithful in the dream.
Right.
When I tell my wife about my sex dreams, regardless of whether they were about her, someone else, being faithful, the reaction is the same. She is completely disinterested. I would get more of a reaction talking to the wall. On the other hand, she gleefully tells me about the train ran on her in her dreams by three stud celebs or the passionate sex she had with an acquaintance, again, in her dreams.
Yeah. Acquaintance? The celebrity stuff I don't care about, but a train, though, come on.
I don't mind hearing those stories, but it goes to reinforce that women and men think very differently, how we should get points for being faithful, and how they couldn't be less impressed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The idea is I don't mind hearing those stories. I'd be like, tell me again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies, give us a break, man. All we do is give, give, give.
For so much
like
giving.
That. Yeah.
And we finally got the word that Julian should say on the air. The more homoerotic word that we use for our favorite monkey, because that is the name of the monkey. Somebody sent it to us. I love the audio. I think this is the one we could use. You know,
is Todd pushing?
Are you pushing that button, Todd?
There might be an ad coming up here. Yeah.
Okay.
Got to sit through the ad.
All right.
4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, I got to go answer the door. I'll be right back.
We don't care.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this type of monkey, as well as how to say many more unclear animal names in English. How do you go about pronouncing this one? Macaque. You do want to stress on the second syllable, on the cack syllable. Macaque. Pretty straightforward once you know. Macaque. And now you know. Here are more videos.
Thank you.
Yes, that's great.
It's not macaque.
No, it's not.
I hear too many people on talk shows saying macaque.
That's like the Uranus people. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. It's Uranus and it's macaque. Oh, Jesus. I shouldn't have said that.
Right.
One.
No,
right.
Julian told us how to pronounce it. So
thank
it right.
You.
Thank
and
you.
And that's
Julian.
The word we needed in the say. Thank yes. you, Julian. Yeah. Plus, it was muh. Muh.
Muh. And I want to thank Joe for digging that up.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Puss had to run out to go see Chad Daniels, but Nick and I were talking about off the air. At the end of vacation, we always just said, we don't give an F. And I just said, I don't care where
not at all.
But I did care where he was going. I know he's going to get our guests, and looking forward to seeing our buddy. Here he's actually in the studio now. Chad Daniels with us. Hi, Chad. I got to turn your mic. Plus, turn your mic
He's
on.
He's got to turn your mic on. Right. We got to go in a whole other room to turn mics on.
Yeah. That we care about.
There we go.
Hi, Chad.
Hello.
Man, we really appreciate you coming in, brother.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is awesome. Last time I had to call in for my house, and it was ridiculous.
But you're in the studio. You're at the Funny Bone this weekend. Colleen, is it one or two shows tonight or what? What is how's it working? Oh, Colleen, there you go.
She's getting adjusted.
I know.
One show tonight, two shows tomorrow.
All right.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
And you got a new special out, right?
Yeah, I put a new special out. Called you guys about it. Mixed Reviews, it was called.
Yeah.
And then I got another one coming out in the beginning of May, and then another one I just shot March 2nd, and that'll be out September.
Now, I realize that the special was great, but did you call it Mixed Reviews so you didn't care how it was reviewed? So you can just say, well, I called it that.
I called it Mixed Reviews because it was coming right out of COVID, and I'd made fun of every single person, from the far left to the far right to the middle to the everything.
You did make fun of everybody, right? Exactly. Check out the special. It was very, very funny. Man, and speaking of that,
is that on YouTube?
Where it is on YouTube. That? Yeah, okay. YouTube. Yeah.
You are living with a lady now. You moved in with a vice versa, whatever. She moved in with you. I'm not sure you guys got a place together, but she's also a comedian herself, right?
Yeah, Kelsey Cook.
Yeah, and we're familiar with her work. She's a very funny lady. I'm always curious, and we know some comedians. Obviously, we know that Segura's got a comedian wife, obviously. But
sure.
Did you ever date a comedian before?
I never have.
Your ex-wife was not a comedian, right?
Correct. Okay. She was a genetics professor. So
okay.
Not even close.
Similar field.
Not even close. All right. Now, a lot of women comedians don't date guy comedians, but you guys are on the road. That's how you meet usually, right?
Yeah. So we met. She had a web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. Her parents are both professional foosball players, and so is she.
Are you kidding me? Wrist of Fury. I love that name.
Wrist of Fury. And her mom is in the International Foosball Hall of Fame. I mean, she is like the legit.
Well, first of all, let's go to that. How do people become? I mean, I realize people take that game seriously, but how? That's crazy. Both her parents are foosball players.
Yep, that's how they met. And her dad.
Any money could be made in that?
I don't think so. I think it's like when you go to those foosball tournaments, it's like, what else do you do?
I think it's a lot of that.
You could hustle, though.
You could hustle.
Yeah, she does. So that's one of the things she did on the Wrists of Fury. Is she went to Las Vegas and, you know, real pretty. And
she's very pretty.
Put on some bimbo-like clothing and was like, hey, guys, I've never seen this game before. Do you know what it is?
Oh, that's excellent.
And then ended up taking a bunch of money off of people. which is great.
Man. Yeah. Do they realize what comes? The people that are good at that, first of all, you can't spin.
Right. At what point do they know they're being hustled?
I will tell you, it is the first time you hear the ball hit the back of the table and it goes, like that loud noise, and you go, oh, no. Yeah.
So she learned it from her parents, right? She learned how to play from her parents.
Yeah, learned it from her parents very young. There's pictures of her where she's on like folding chairs playing. I mean, she was that little when she started.
Man.
And it is all about the wrist, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't spin like us novices
spin. Oh, that's what we do.
Right.
It's illegal to spin it, right?
I've been to some tournaments where these guys, I didn't know what was happening. I thought they were stroking out or something because they put the, in the middle of the forearm, they put the grip way down on the middle, and then they pull it all the way to their fingertips so they have it measured so they know it will not go past 360-degree rotation.
Oh, okay. Oh, because
so
that's illegal.
Wow. Yeah, so they know the measurement on their forearm, where they need to go, and it's wild. Now, I tried that, and it just feels – I almost ripped a fingernail off. It's ridiculous.
So when you play, do you just spin like us novices? I would just spin against
her. I'm not allowed to. So I go down – I bought a foosball table and went down, and I try to practice passing and everything.
Right.
It is more difficult than you think.
Oh, because the experts are amazing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up playing hockey, so it's like the dump and chase. Yeah. You put it in the corner, and then you go get the puck. Well, the foosball guys don't move, so the dump is perfect, but you've just basically given her the ball.
Right.
And
there's no chasing.
Then all hell breaks loose at that point, yeah.
So does she usually play her anymore, do you?
Still do, yeah, because we do like a little triathlon. We have dartboard and ping pong table and foosball.
So her podcast was called Wrist of Fury. Was it about – oh, it was a TV show.
Yeah, it was a little web series where she would invite comedians on.
Got it.
And then they, of course, because a lot of them were men, would say, well, I can beat you at anything.
Right.
And then she would just dominate them.
And so when you went on the show, did you know she was a star at this when you went on the show?
Yeah, that's it's not hidden from you. It's not
– No, I was going to say, she has a host of a show called Wrist of Fury.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so I went on, and I was in a long-term relationship at that time, and she was married at the time.
Oh.
And so we just had met, and then people messaged both of us and asked if we were dating, because they were like, this chemistry is ridiculous.
I got it.
But also, you know, you're on a show, you're trying to be funny.
Right.
It's not like you're trying to impress her, you're just trying to be
and
funny.
And she's met 1,000 comedians,
course,
so,
right,
you know,
right.
Although you're very funny, but she's heard it all, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then about a year later, we were both single, and she contacted me and asked me if I got some of the same messages she got, and I said yes, and she said, do you want to try it out? And I said, sure. Of course.
Yeah,
why
wouldn't
I? I'd be an idiot.
You're a team player,
you would be an idiot.
Chad.
I'd be an idiot. I saw her picture. You'd be an idiot,
I'd
right?
I'd be an idiot.
Yeah. I'd be an idiot. Well, it worked out well. Are you married or are you just living together?
Living together.
Okay. All right. Where'd she move from to go to Minneapolis with you?
She was up in Washington.
Oh,
That's where she's from. So she moved from L.A. to Washington during kind of COVID stuff. And then
come over to your place.
And move to Minneapolis. I think that living together is a bigger commitment than marriage anyways. Buying a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, buying a house is definitely
a that's a
commitment,
financial
right?
commitment.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big one.
That is a real big one.
Have you told her that marriage shouldn't be in the cards?
Every single day.
All right, I'm about to watch her kick Big Jay Oakerson and Dan Soder's ass.
Oh, nice.
In a game of foosball.
And I bet she did. I don't think she ever lost on the show, so.
I don't think she would lose unless she invited a professional on there, huh? All
right. Yeah.
Who's better at it, her mom or dad?
Oh, boy. I think her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her Hall of Famer.
Her dad's a big like yo-yo guy, does all these yo-yo tricks.
Man, this is a crazy family.
It's too much cool.
Yeah.
It's too much cool.
Now, she puts a saran wrap on her hands. Isn't there a kind of a glove?
Well, there is a glove, but I think what's happening there is there's like a wheel of stuff that she has to do.
She don't want to touch Oakerson, probably.
Yeah. Probably.
He's for sure sweating on her.
Yeah, of course he is.
But no, there's like a wheel that she spins, and then there's something she has to do, and then she ends up still beating them. Like with me, I think she had to play cross-handed or something.
Oh, okay. So they handicap her somehow.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right.
And she still wins. It's absurd.
Well, you don't care if she beats you, right? Because as long as, I mean, beats you at that, I mean, I should say. Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if she beats me any.
Just hits anyway. You, whatever. Doesn't matter, right? Chad Daniels with us. One show tonight, two tomorrow at the Funny Bone. Colleen's with us, too. Come on back. Quick break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.